This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization ISRO in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signaling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, and National Commission for Women, NCW, visited Parlapur and Malda's Vaishnavnagar yesterday. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf Law agitation, who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress. Allegations were made of administrative neglect and a conspiracy to destabilize the region. Locals demanded a permanent BSF camp to ensure safety. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Badasetti Panchayat of Sukma, making the panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for this success in the Naxal-free India campaign. The centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcements. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said the rules will take effect from the 1st of July. The government has stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the Finance Ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. It added that GST is levied only on charges such as the merchant discount rate related to payments made using certain instruments. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 96 runs, Punjab Kings were 80 for 4 in 11 overs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier put to bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 95 runs for 9 wickets in 14 overs. The match has been reduced to 14 overs due to rain. For Royal Challengers Bengaluru, unbeaten Tim David top scored with 50 runs off 26 balls. Arshdeep Singh, Marco Jansen, Yujvendra Chahal and Harpreet Brar picked up 2 wickets each for Punjab Kings. In squash, Indian squash players Veer Chaudhrani and Anahat Singh advanced to the semi-finals of the qualifying event Asia of the World Championship in Kuala Lumpur. Second-seeded Chaudhrani defeated home favourite Mohammad Saifiq Kamal in the men's event. The 17-year-old Anahat, seeded 5th, defeated Japan's Akari Midorikawa 11-1, 11-7, 11-5 in the women's quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.